Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas in July special right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, our great producer Eric Reinert. And, of course, before our next guest, actor Sheil Morrison, joins us, I want to mention, of course, that this... yes, there you go, Eric. This hour is brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. If you'd like to explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities, give Conrad Kogeshall a call, 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or visit him online at azbotr.com.
Can he help minions, too?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. He'll help anyone, especially minions. Yeah, we'll help them out with that.
And I'm sure that Nat King Cole paid taxes as well.
I hope so.
It's a Christmas song, of course. I listen to this song so much, so often, that my cat, you're next, yeah. You know, the one that's named after the horror movie. Yeah. She thinks her name is Chestnuts.
Okay.
Because I start playing and it goes,
Chestnuts. That would be a better name than your next.
It would be. Yeah. Your next, it's kind of a weird
name. Chestnuts. And she goes, meow. And then I play it over. I said, why did she do that? And Chestnuts, meow. So, and that laughing that you hear is our next guest, actress Jill Morrison. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And
I love,
you know,
that song.
Yes.
I was going to turn it off.
And Merry Christmas in July to you, Jill.
Merry Christmas in July to you guys.
And we're very excited. There's this movie that's on tonight on the Hallmark Channel. Of course, Hallmark's got their whole Christmas in July thing going. Of course, keepsake Christmas, because all the Hallmark ornaments are actually, they're debuting this weekend. So, and they've got a lot of neat, really movie-themed Christmas ornaments that we'll probably talk
about.
Any
snow globes?
I'm sure they have snow globes. Yeah, they have to have snow globes.
Who doesn't have snow globes?
Exactly.
Everyone needs a snow globe.
Exactly. But this wonderful movie called Family for Christmas on the Hallmark Channel tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Tonight. I can't believe it.
And Lacey Chabert, who you've worked with before.
I have, in Mean Girls.
Yes.
That's right. Yep. You were in Mean Girls. How was that? Was that fun?
That was pretty crazy. That was my first job. That was my first time on set, so... I was pretty scared, so it's been more fun since it's been done.
Yes.
So how is Tina Fey? Is she cool?
Oh, my God. She was an incredible person. She was so sweet and kind, and like I said, it was my first job, so it was pretty overwhelming, and she was so welcoming and so funny and so nice. She was amazing. I hung out with her and Amy Poehler, actually, at the wrap party. And I was thinking about that this morning, because they were just who you think they are. Just these down-to-earth, incredible, intelligent, funny
hilarious
women. Yeah, like, they're amazing. Yeah.
And, you know, like, I'm sure that I'm not the only one, but I think that my dream girl, Amanda Seyfried, of course, you worked with her as well.
I did.
Is she nice in person?
Oh, my God, Amanda is so nice. And of course, that was before she became a superstar, but she was super sweet.
So what are you saying?
I'm sure she's still just as nice. Actually, Lacey and I just talked about her, and her and Amanda still stay in touch, and she was saying that Amanda is just the same sweetheart she always was. So,
I was wishing that you actually said that she was like terribly mean, because then I would not put her on the pedestal that I have her on.
He would stop stalking her.
Right, that one too.
Don't stop stalking her.
Okay,
good. Keep waiting outside her window.
There's still hope. Yeah.
He does, and he has his boombox he raises over his head. Before we get to Family for Christmas, I want to just mention how great your sensitivity was in Mean Girls, and fantastic.
Well, thank you. I was really feeling it.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the plot for Family for Christmas. Give us a preview of what this movie is about and why we should tune in tonight.
Okay. Well, it's one of those shows where I think we live our lives and we go, and we don't actually realize what's making us happy or what's holding us back in life. And what happens for Lacey, her character, is she wakes up in an alternative reality of the fast-paced, not the fast-paced corporate life she'd had, but she wakes up with her high school boyfriend as her husband and a couple of kids. And for the first while, she's just like, what is going on? And she spends the time trying to get back to her other life, where she's this, you know, corporate woman who's very successful and professional, but very unhappy. And it's really about learning what truly makes us happy and what we truly value. And friendship and love and children. And she really learns it as she goes, as she's stuck in this small town with people like me, her friend Tammy, and realizes that that's what's actually important. And that's what she values. And so it has this beautiful ending where she's happy. So that's what it's about. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like something definitely worth tuning into tonight.
For sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's directed by the amazing Amanda Tapping. So she's just an incredible actor and director. And she gets the best performances out of everybody. And it was just a super fun set, and you can really see that when you watch the movie. Yeah,
absolutely. And Jill, I noticed, you know, you've been in a lot of other, you know, Christmas or Christmas themed movies. Is that just there you go? Is that just a coincidence, or is it just something that you really love? You know, those type of movies, so you want to get involved with those.
I think it's because, well, I do like to be involved in those. I like to be involved in things that make people feel good. Mm-hmm. And I think that it just happens because I try to bring kind of a joyful aspect to my work, and that probably reads really well for those kinds of movies. So then, therefore, I probably just get cast in a lot of them.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I got a lot of ho, 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 you know what I mean?
Well, we had that in our last segment as well, because we had Santa Claus on, and, you know, he shared some great insight with us. Yeah. When did you, I know some people, sometimes this is a question that we don't want to talk about, but are you free to tell us when Family for Christmas was shot, or at least what time of the year?
Yeah, it was shot not too long ago.
Really?
We shot that in May.
Wow.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, so I was like, I couldn't believe that it was happening now, but I think it's really great. I love the July for Christmas that Hallmark is doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we shot that in May, so it was really great. I mean, Lacey's so amazing.
Yeah. And is there any snow in the movie, or is it set in a place where there's not snow, like Arizona?
It's set in a place where there's not snow. It's okay. Supposed to be in California.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So no snow, but we sure were hot in our Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, yeah. That I imagine that could prove to be quite difficult. I mean, you'd want to be wearing shorts and you know, tank tops, and there you go,
no.
your scarves and whatnot.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, and yeah, we, of course, we've got another guest in our next hour. We've got Matthew Anderson. I know he's also got a very small part in the film as well. I don't know if you worked with him on set or maybe in another film.
Matthew and I have never worked with each other. We actually met doing additional dialogue recording for this show, and he just had me bent over laughing. So he is hilarious. So you guys are going to really enjoy talking to him. He's a really fun, vivacious kind of a man, so you'll enjoy him. But I hope to work with him at another time, because he's super funny and talented.
Yeah, we look forward to that. And, of course, another Christmas movie. I know that Greg said you've been in several Christmas movies, but Deck the Halls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's like one of the last. I mean, I think this year we finally get a few Christmas movies that are coming to theaters,
okay.
But Deck the Halls is one of the last Christmas movies that actually made it to theaters. So, right,
yes.
you were in that.
I know, and I got to work with Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with him for 5 days, and that was really a dream come true, because I think he's just such an amazing talent. I mean, Ferris Bueller, what more do you need? So, I mean, that was super cool, and I met Danny DeVito, and they were just top-notch, amazing guys. Yeah, that was That was a dream come true. It's so weird when you're acting with someone that you've been looking at for so many years, right?
Yeah. I find it just difficult to, you know, talk to, like, some people with very notable voices. Like, we've never had Nicolas Cage on the show, but if I heard his voice, it would be, like, so surreal to me. So to actually work with one of these people would be, I mean, so amazing.
It's, yeah, and it is surreal. And you have to, like, do your best to just try and focus on your work instead of being a little bit goo-goo gaga.
Right. Yeah. Now, Jill, coming up, I mean, is there anything you could share with us in terms of other projects that you may be working on right now or in the near future?
Yeah. There is a show called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, which is also on Hallmark. And I just joined their cast, and so... in the movies that are coming out, I'll be appearing as a funny character. And I just finished working for Up TV for a new show called Ties That Bind. Mm-hmm. So I just finished working on that. So that should be coming out soon. Yeah, so I'm trying to think, what else do I have coming out? Of course, I always love it when people watch Package Deal, which is a sitcom created by Andrew Ornstein that we filmed here. He created Malcolm in the Middle. He's super funny. So that show you can watch on Hulu. It's called Package Deal, and I play one of the regulars on the show, and it's really funny. And my character on that is not like my character on the Hallmark movies. She's a little bit of a floozy. So.
Oh.
Ooh, so it's a little bit more risque.
Oh,
but
I know.
I love the sitcom genre, so I would love it if people watched Package Deal.
Package Deal on Hulu. Everyone check it out.
Yeah, on Hulu.
Love Hulu.
Yeah.
You're keeping very busy. And I also wanted to backtrack a little bit, because I know you mentioned that Family for Christmas was just shot in May, which is, is that common for a lot of the Hallmark or made-for-TV films? Because I know with a lot of the feature films, of course,
years.
Done in advance normally.
That is pretty fast. Mm-hmm. I was pretty shocked when I heard that it was coming out tonight. Usually, a feature films, I mean, you shoot it a year before you even see it. But that's pretty quick, I will say.
Yeah.
That's the fastest I've ever been on. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess Hallmark was just excited for it and wanted it out there.
I guess so.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to remember, because one of my favorite shows, people always laugh when I say it, but Days of Our Lives. Thanks, Greg.
Oh.
But of course, Allison Sweeney is now doing, is she doing Hallmark movies or is it Lifetime?
She's doing a bunch of movies in town. I think they're called something like something cute like that.
Cupcake Mysteries or something
yeah,
like that.
Cupcake Mysteries. Yes, I have a few friends who are working on it, and they just say that she's super great. But yes, she is starring in Hallmark movies.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
Yes, it is. And I want to finally end with, I want to remind our listeners that we're speaking with actress Jill Morrison. Everyone check out Family for Christmas tonight. First time
Yay.
You can watch it tonight. It's debuting Christmas in July on the Hallmark Channel. But so speaking of Hallmark, after the show today, I'm rushing over to Hallmark and I'm picking up my Beetlejuice ornament that I've had them pull aside for me. Do you ever get any Hallmark ornaments, or at least, you know, what do you decorate your tree with?
I decorate my tree with family ornaments, things that I made when I was a child or that my sisters made. They are ornaments that have been around for years. And as well, every year I buy my sisters a Christmas ornament. So we have a new one every year. So it's just a collection of sentimental things.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, actress Jill Morrison, you know, we want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us not only about Family for Christmas, but all these other projects. And, you know, please don't be a stranger. We would love to have you on Breakthrough Entertainment again soon.
Oh, I would love it as well. Thank you, guys. It was really enjoyable.
Yeah, but definitely for us as well. And again, actress Jill Morrison. Check out Family for Christmas tonight on Hallmark Channel. Take care.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Jill.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
So Merry Christmas in July here. Yes. Fun stuff, of course, and definitely looking forward to the Family for Christmas. And, yeah, I was switching the channels the other night, and I saw all the Christmas stuff going on Hallmark. It's a great idea that they have.
Sometimes the radio stations switch over to all Christmas music, at least for one weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The
Any
the
local
oldies,
or?
One of the oldies stations did it a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if they're going to do it this year. I was trying to like look it
you
up.
You can say their name. It's not illegal to mention another radio station.
Okay. Well, Cool does it. Of
yeah,
course,
there you go.
94.5
cool.
does
but
it.
She's talking about how like filming stuff with you're supposed to be looking like it's winter.
Yeah.
I was in a film where we filmed out in Avondale at CJS Studios, and they had me all dressed up in like jacket and stuff, and it was in the middle of the summer.
Oh, I love it.
It was like 110 degrees outside, and the two makeup chicks had to keep coming over and like pat me down.
Yeah.
To keep all the sweat off.
You probably liked that, Eric.
I did, exactly.
Oh, really?
Ooh, nice.
Come on, two hot chicks coming over and putting makeup on you and pat you down.
Hey, it, now.
You know, when I did some of the interviews for some of the stars that came here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sensitivity training. I'm not supposed to say hot chicks.
Well, the makeup, the women who do the makeup, you know, what are you, cosmetologists?
Or? No, they're called makeup artists.
Makeup artists. Okay. Well, the makeup artists are very attractive. I mean, if they know how to, you know.
They don't go into space, Joseph.
All right. Cosmonauts. All right. Whatever. But yes, Family for Christmas. Check it out tonight. We've got. I think in our next segment, we will try to get a hold of our attorney friend, civil rights attorney Doris Markovic.
And we will try not to make you mad this time.
Please don't. Please
I appreciate
don't.
It. We make you mad, and you've been.
We're
know,
doing our jobs when he gets angry.
Back. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy Durante singing Jimmy. "Frosty the Snowman," one of my absolute favorite Christmas specials of all time.
It is really good. It gets you into the spirit of the Christmas season.
Happy birthday,
Frosty. And we'll be right back here. Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX Christmas in July special.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.